Hachette Audio presents Winter Solstice, written by Ellen Hildebrand, read by Aaron Bennett. Dedication. Regan Arthur. In every way, this book is for you. Part 1. October. Bart. The party is his mother's idea. Bart's birthday is October 31, which is one of the three worst birthdays a person can have, along with Christmas and September 11. It was especially soul-crushing when Bart was growing up. Nobody wanted to celebrate a birthday when there was free candy to be had on the street just by dressing up and knocking on doors. Bart agrees to the party reluctantly, but he lays down some rules. Mitzi is sitting on the end of Bart's bed in Bart's room with her pen and her legal pad, ready to plan. Does she notice that the room smells strongly of marijuana smoke? She must, though she doesn't comment. Bart figures one reason she wants to throw a party is so Bart will get up out of bed. So he will be social, interact, return to the fun-loving idiot he used to be. He has been back from Afghanistan for 10 months. And what Mitzi doesn't seem to understand is that the person Bart used to be is gone. No costumes, Bart says. Since you're all keen to write things down, start with that. The corners of Mitzi's mouth droop. Bart doesn't want to make his mother any sadder than she already is, but on this he must hold firm. No costumes. Write it down, he says again. But, Mitzi says. Bart closes his eyes against his frustration. This is Mitzi, he reminds himself. Once she gets an idea, it's nearly impossible to reason with her. Bart tries imagining what a costume party thrown by the Quinn family might look like. His brother Patrick can come wearing an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs, since he spent 18 months in prison for insider trading while Bart was gone. Bart's brother Kevin can wear a beret and kerchief and carry a baguette under one arm. Since marrying Isabel, who was a chambermaid and breakfast cook when Bart left, Kevin has become a regular Charles de Gaulle. Once, when Bart visited Kevin and Isabel's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?